Welcome back to the Women Offshore podcast, where we are diving into a compelling miniseries on bad bosses. From the historical figure of Captain Bligh, known for his tyrannical leadership aboard the HMS Bounty, to more contemporary tales shared by members of our own community, we're exploring the multifaceted nature of challenging leadership in the maritime industry. Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore podcast. This is Allie Cedeno.
And Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today. One of my favorite things about Women Offshore is the community and all the great stories that we can share to learn from each other. Recently, a woman from our community submitted a story to be used on the podcast, and it fit right in with this bad bosses theme that I am exploring, and I wanted to share the story with you. In the interest of confidentiality and to protect the identities of those involved, specific details about the vessel, shipping company, and individuals have been intentionally left out. However, this narrative sheds light on the complexities and challenges faced by a woman in our community when she was in a senior role on board. This account is shared not only to raise awareness about the unique obstacles encountered in such environments, but also to serve as a learning opportunity for others in the industry. The experiences detailed in the story offer valuable insight into the dynamics of leadership, teamwork, and communication aboard a vessel, particularly from the perspective of a female chief mate navigating a difficult situation with a new captain. By examining this scenario, I hope that you'll be able to walk away with some lessons learned. This story revolves around a young and ambitious chief mate who had rapidly climbed the ranks of her current position. Her journey to the chief mate role was a testament to her dedication and prowess, having risen from the role of third mate alongside a very seasoned crew in both the deck and engine department. This team, functioning like a well-oiled machine, had spent years working seamlessly together. However, their well-established harmony was soon disrupted by the arrival of a new captain. And this captain was not just new to the vessel. This captain was also new to being a captain. Eager to make his mark, he immediately set about overhauling every established protocol on board, disregarding the crew's seasoned expertise and their dynamic that had so well developed. The chief mate, though, quickly found herself in conflict with the captain's leadership style. The captain was critical and uncompromising, expressing dissatisfaction with her management approach and demanded immediate changes. He imposed unrealistic expectations, according to her, such as requiring her to oversee every cargo operation, a demand that was physically impossible, and it also contradicted the mandatory rest hours mandated by the STCW, which, if you're not aware, these are the standards of training, certification, and watch standing for seafarers. These are a set of regulations designed to ensure that seafarers receive adequate rest. They mandate that seafarers should have a minimum of 10 hours of rest in any 24-hour period and 77 hours in any 7-day period. And things got worse for her as the captain's micromanagement intensified. He shadowed her relentlessly, even in areas outside her responsibility, such as the galley, storerooms, engine room, criticizing her for any perceived shortcomings. His interference reached a point where he would even take over her critical tasks, such as planning stowage for cargo. The circumstances deteriorated further when the ship was subchartered to replace a shuttle barge, leading to punishing schedules with minimal turnaround time. The captain, more concerned with maintaining appearances than the welfare of his crew, refused to allow adequate rest periods, pushing the crew to the brink of exhaustion. A disturbing revelation came to light when the chief mate discovered that the captain had been falsifying her hour log to appear compliant with STCW regulations. This unethical behavior highlighted the captain's disregard for the crew's safety and well-being, driven by his desire to maintain a favorable image with the company. The chief mate now felt she was at a crossroads. She really only saw it as two options. And the two ways out she saw were a request to transfer to another ship or to leave the company altogether. This decision was particularly challenging as it meant leaving behind a team that had become like family, united by years of shared experiences and challenges at sea. This narrative of our young female chief mate and the new captain presents a classic case of leadership conflict and organizational dysfunction. The story highlights several key issues in management, teamwork, and communication. This is not an uncommon situation to be in. And when you have a manager who is a micromanager, it can feel really hard to just get through your day. So what do you do as that chief mate? A good rule of thumb when faced with any difficult situation offshore is to document and report issues. Keep detailed records of incidents, decisions, and violations of regulations, and report ethical misconduct or safety violations to higher authorities if necessary. When you can, whether that's through your company's legal compliance and ethics hotline, they most likely have a number you can call or a form online or both. You can reach out to them, reach out to your HR business partner, your designated person ashore. Most companies have multiple people who will take your report. And in my experience, they'll take it very seriously. If you don't feel comfortable, though, reporting it to the Coast Guard if you're in the United States or you're a U.S. credentialed mariner is also an option. I really can't say it enough. Document, document, document. Document absolutely everything that's going on, even if you aren't even sure if you're going to report it. By documenting it, you're going to have a more accurate log if you have to report it. And when it comes to reporting, that can be so difficult, no matter what it is. You know, we've talked about reporting sexual misconduct on the podcast, and it's one of the hardest things. If someone's bullying you, if you are in an environment where you're faced with this micromanagement, it can be really difficult to report that and think that you're going to be believed. And to anyone who's never reported because they don't think they're going to be believed, in moments like that, it's really important to think about the next person. What about them? The person coming behind you, at least do it for them. My heart goes out to this chief mate that she thought she really only had two decisions, to transfer or to leave altogether. If I was her HR business partner, I would have really wanted her to reach out to me so I could investigate this. But we need to bridge that gap between the office and the offshore environment. This is a prime example of if we could build trust better. I'm speaking generally here and talking about the workforce in general, but if we can build that trust, then those reports are more likely to come in my opinion, in my experience. And maybe she would have seen that third option to report. More advice for the chief mate: focus on your assertive communication. Communicate concerns and suggestions assertively, yet respectfully. Provide constructive feedback on how the captain's actions impact crew morale and operations. This isn't going to be easy, especially if he's bird dogging her like described in the story. Communicate assertively and try to put one foot in front of the other to get through your hitch. I would also say to focus on self-care. Focus on your well-being. Working with someone like this, not quite a Captain Bly, but pretty bad. Ensure that you are focused on taking care of yourself and try to adhere to those work-rest schedules as much as possible. Seek support from family and friends and maintain your physical and mental health. You're going to need it to get through this high-stress environment. On the next episode, we're going to reflect on this story a little bit more and go into some other stories and talk about what if you're the problem? What if you are that captain? And you might not even realize it. Sometimes there's a little Captain Bly or a little bit of this micromanager captain in all of us. So come back next week for that episode where we dive in more stories about bad bosses. There are a lot of opportunities for growth and improvement to ensure a safe, efficient, and harmonious working environment on board our vessels. Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel women offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.